lesson will be taken from 1 Kings chapter 3. If you would like to open your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 3. I'd like for us to put ourselves in Solomon's shoes. I'd like for us to put ourselves in his place and see what he's up against. When God speaks to Solomon in a dream, he asks Solomon and he says, you know, ask whatever you wish. And we know and we've read that Solomon asked for wisdom from God. So right off the bat, we see where his heart is set before God. Now, when we put ourselves in Solomon's shoes, what is Solomon up against? He's about to become king. If we read 1 Kings, beginning with chapter 1, we see a little bit of history, a little bit of what happens. David is old. David is about to die. David's older son, one of his sons, takes an entourage of men and wants to make himself king. But then Bathsheba and Solomon go to speak with David. And so we see that the torch, as far as being king, we see that it's going to be passed from David to Solomon. But once again, what is he up against? Read a scripture there in 1 Kings chapter 3. That he's about to lead God's people. How many are God's people at that time? The number. Solomon is asking for God to give him wisdom to lead God's people. And it's numerous of people before God. So we see the task. If we were to put ourselves in Solomon's shoes, would you be able to lead God's people? What decisions would you make? You know, we think about this and we think about when we vote for president. How difficult is it for the president to lead this country? As Democrats, Republicans, you know, people from all over the place. And he's trying to keep what? The nation as one. But the only difference with Solomon is that these are God's people. And so what Solomon is, the wisdom that Solomon is seeking from God is the wisdom that comes from above, from God. And so that should serve us as an example. The wisdom that we search is not my wisdom, but it's the wisdom that comes. And so that's what I'd like for us to talk about this evening. My first point is that there has to be a connection between Solomon and God's people. So when Solomon asked God for wisdom, because we see in the previous verses, there in chapter 3, that Solomon says that, you know, he's young. He's inexperienced. He says, I don't know if I'm going or coming. Now, I did some research, and they say that Solomon was 12 years old, but that's beside the point. 12 or 20. I'm leaning more towards the 20 years old, but that's beside the point because scripture doesn't talk. So we see that Solomon is asking God for this wisdom to rule his people. Now, when Solomon is asking, because, and this thought came to my mind because In our prayers, sometimes we ask God for wisdom, don't we? What are we asking God? Do we truly know what wisdom we're looking for? We'll pray for it. We see that's what Solomon is asking for. That's the wisdom that he's asking God to give him. And so going back to my first point, that there has to be a connection between Solomon and God's people. As leaders, as elders of a congregation, as deacons, as the delegate, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. Chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And that's because David is about to die. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor accounted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart, an understanding heart to judge thy people. And so we see here the wisdom, once again, that Solomon is asking God to give him, to be able to judge God's people, but to judge them righteously before God. Now, put yourself in his shoes. When you have to rule and make decisions, can you keep everybody happy? No. Solomon is up against. But once again, we need to rely on God and his word to make those righteous decisions. And this is what Solomon is seeking from God. We see that there has to be that connection. In Matthew chapter 14 and verse 14, Jesus has compassion on the multitude. We see that Jesus is preaching to the multitude. He's healing the multitude. And they're about it's about to get dark and they're going to send them away. But he says, no, Jesus had compassion on them. And when scripture says that Jesus had compassion on them, it doesn't mean that he felt sorry for them. But he saw the need, the spiritual need that these people need. So that's what Jesus was doing. This is what the compassion, they know what they go through. John chapter 10, verses 27 through 28, we read that my sheep hear my voice. And we see here again another example of Christ. So we see here that connection between Solomon and God's people. Now, as leaders of this congregation, we have to do the same thing. We have to rely. We have to have that connection between members. Like we just read, that Jesus says that they hear my voice. The second point I'd like to make is we must also, and this is what Solomon is also, as part of his wisdom that he's asking God to give him, is that he had to rely on God and God's statutes or his laws to rule God's people. It's no different with us. We have to rely, in order for us to have that wisdom that comes from above, we have to rely on what? On God's word. To make, you cannot use your own wisdom to make righteous decisions. And so this is point number two, that we must rely on God and his truth, not our own, 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 6. And Solomon said, Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he has walked before thee in truth and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness. Righteousness. And was upright. Now, were they perfect men? No, they weren't. David was what? Seeking after what? God's own heart. So we see here that what Solomon and the wisdom that he's asking God, he, in order for him to rule and to make wise decisions, he has to rely on God's law, on God's word. And once again, brethren, we have to rely on God's word to make. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, and we read that earlier. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my way, saith the Lord. Sometimes we think that we know more than God. We think that our way will work. A lie. We need to have faith in God's word. In Solomon's shoes. Chapter 3, verse 9 says that he says, Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 says, But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We see that Solomon's people. We are. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says that we are that chosen generation. Third point I'd like to make is that we must have God's word in us to have that wisdom that comes from above. That we cannot trust in ourselves to make those righteous decisions. God's word within us. Pray. When we pray and we ask God for wisdom, in order for us to even begin to have that wisdom that comes from above, guess what you have to do? You have to study God's word. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Apostle Paul telling Timothy here. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 15 through 17. And from a child that has known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Let's stop there. Paul is telling Timothy, he says, you've known the scriptures from a child. These scriptures are able to make thee what? Make thee wise. Wise unto salvation. So this is the wisdom that we're seeking before God. This is the wisdom that we must seek. Wisdom that Solomon is asking God to give him to rule his people. So we see here that if we continue on in verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So if we want to begin to have that wisdom, in order for us to be able to teach, in order for us to rebuke, because this is what Paul is telling Timothy, that the scripture, this is what scripture is going to do. It's going to teach, it's going to reprove. And so in order for us to have that wisdom that comes from above, we need to have God's word in us. To even begin to, I'd like to give you a personal example. When I was in high school, or junior high, and I have a spelling test and a math test every Friday. I didn't prepare for the test. I prayed on Friday that I'd pass, you know, those tests. Now, is that so? This is what the point that we're trying to make tonight. That in order for us to have that wisdom, we have to have God's word within us. Last verse I'd like to read is in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse. Show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, righteously dividing the word of truth. Last thing I wanted to say was that we see an example of Solomon. So he says, okay, let's cut the baby in half and give each one. Or have it. I'd rather see the baby. So we see the wisdom that Solomon had. And so, once again, also, were these men perfect? No, because we read, if you read chapter 11 of 1 Kings, if you read wife from Egypt, chapter 11, we see wives, you know, so this was one of his downfalls. And God always would tell his people, he said, do not take women. This is the wisdom that Solomon was asking God for. And hopefully that when we pray, we ask for that wisdom that comes from above, from God. So this evening, if there is a need among us, we invite you to come as we stand and sing the hymn of